Ngayon pagdating ko, ang barko nandyan sa West Philippine Sea, China boat, ship, tayo wala na. Tapos sabi nila, itong papel na sa kaso nanalo tayo, ipursu mo. Pinursu ko. Wala nangyari. Sabi, actually, in sa usapang bugoy, sabihin ko sa iyo, bigay mo sa akin, sabihin ko, putang ina, papel lang yan. Itatapong ko yan sa waste basket.
Veteran journalist John Nery said it best. President Rodrigo Duterte is a president who says the silent part out loud. For a while, it was refreshing, even funny. He's being authentic. He's being frank. He's just being real. But when it comes to matters of national security and international relations, the silent part often needs to stay silent for a reason. Duterte again tested this in recent weeks.
We do not send gray ships to warships. Na para ipakita lang sa natin sa top Pilipino na baski nang ilang balik natin doon, wala talagang mangyari because we are not in the possession of the sea. Sa kanila eh.
Groups have called on Duterte to retract the two statements you heard him make, that the Hague ruling should be thrown in the trash bin, and that China is in possession of the West Philippine Sea. Malacanang defends Duterte by saying he's just airing out his frustrations over the difficult situation he is in. Duterte himself says he's just expressing himself in unconventional ways. But while his communication style is definitely serving him, is it serving Filipinos? Is it what's best for our foreign policy and security? Is it helping boost our rights in the West Philippine Sea? I want to know how the president's controversial and often contradictory remarks affect the people tasked with carrying out security policies. How do they interpret his statements? How do they differentiate between a joke, a metaphor, an expression of frustration, and the concrete policy? Former Senator Rodolfo Biazon has something to say about all this. The 86-year-old Biazon went all the way to the Senate last May 19 to propose that Duterte convene the National Security Council to clarify one clear, consistent policy on the West Philippine Sea.
Nung nadinig ko yung may iba-ibang nagsasalita na tungkol dito, na iba-iba ang sinasabi at kung minsan ay magkukontra yung sinasabi, nataranta na ako. Kasi sabi ko, I served this republic for over 60 years. Okay? So sabi ko, tama na yung 60 years na yan. Ano? Wala, hindi na ako makikialam. But when I heard the problem of the West Philippine Sea, nagpunta kagad ako sa Senado. I wanted to talk to etc. to propose for the calling of or convening of the National Security Council.
Biazon knows of what he speaks. He was a senator for 15 years, part of which he spent as chairman of the Senate Committee on National Defense and Security. He was a soldier who went on to become chief of the armed forces. He was part of the powerhouse team who went to The Hague, Netherlands to sue China for illegally claiming the West Philippine Sea, a case the Philippines would win. Welcome to Seat of Power. I am your host, Pia Renada. So Senator, no, you went to the Senate last week, was it in your mind to ask Senator Lacson how we're treating the Hague ruling? Because you're already saying that other countries, Australia, Japan, they seem to be very consistent with how the Hague ruling should be used, that it's an asset to have of any country against any claim by a hegemon or by, for example, China in the West Philippine Sea. So do you have concerns about how the Hague ruling is being used now by the Duterte government? And what are these concerns?
That is correct. Statements such as, and this must be made must be explained. For example, one of the statements of the president is wala na tayong magagawa dyan dahil China is already in possession. I hope we understand the implications of the word in possession. Kasi pwedeng isama dyan, no? In the word possession, control, jurisdictions, etc., etc. So, when I heard this, I got confused as to what I was wrong. What we cannot have is for we to confuse even our allies, friends who will help us pursue our interests in the West Philippine Sea. We cannot confuse ourselves, because if we are confused, how will the policymakers and program implementers of the government behave or project our interest? Ito nga nadidinig natin eh. Iba-iba nadidinig natin eh. So meaning, we seem to be confused ourselves. Okay?
You think the president's understanding of the word in possession, yung phrase na in possession, di ba? You were saying how marami siya, it's a loaded term. It could mean many things. And the Malacanang naman says that when they use the word in possession, the president just means that it's China who has a presence there. So paano sinasabi ni Malacanang, ah, hindi naman sinasabi ng presidente na we've already ceded control of that area. It's just that, like, on the ground, Chinese ships are there. Therefore, they are in possession. Do you think this is a... a good excuse to use that wording?
That was explained. I am glad that that was explained. That does not resolve the possible confusion of our friends who will help us pursue our interests in the West Philippine Sea. You know? And that's the reason why I was very glad to hear Prime Minister Minister Suga say what he said, and the ambassador of Russia, you know, because of the fact that, for example, $6 trillion worth of world trade and commerce passes there, it's not only going to be the ASEAN or Asian countries that will be interested. And that's the reason why once in a while you hear European Union countries saying things. This is what we need. This is what we need to cultivate, so that, kasi I told the Japanese, no one country in the world can challenge the aggressive actions of China. It can only be resolved through a coalition of nations, sabi ko, that will push the resolution of the dispute through the existing international law. And the international law relative to this is the UNCLOS. You know? And in our case, the Philippine Baseline Law, together with an interpretation of the ruling of the Permanent Court of Arbitration at The Hague. We need countries to help us push. Because I know if they help us push our interests there, they themselves will benefit from it.
Senator, what do you think the NSC would accomplish in terms of clarifying the president's position, his public remarks
about West
Philippine
Sea? I will go to that. Inunahan muna kasi ako eh. Yun ang susunod sana eh. Okay, I will jump to that. By convening the National Security Council, the National Security Council can put together and recommend a position that is only one very clear, understandable position of the Philippines. Because right now, if we ourselves are confused, our potential friends and allies will also be confused. Now, the worst is if we confuse our rival, your enemy, that might encourage the rival, China meaning, that can encourage China to take more aggressive actions that will put the situation even more worse than what it is now. So we need to put together the National Security Council. As a matter of fact, the president himself will be helped by the possibility of a rule of a course of action to be recommended by the National Security Council. Suppose the president may have in some future time to retract certain statements, you know, what he can say is, miski gusto ko ito, eh, itong gusto ng bayang Pilipino eh. Because of the legislative, hindi naman, executive order kasi ang ano eh, ang creation ng National Security Council. It was first created by former President Aquino and then improved by former President Ramos. But this is based on the Constitution. Yung creation niya, it is included in the powers of the president. The convening, the creation and convening of the National Security Council. It has already been created. Nandiyan na yan.
Why do you think he needs to convene the National Security Council and not just the cabinet? Bakit kailangan, sir, yung next level na NSC? Kasi diba NSC includes like Senate, House leaders, it also includes past presidents, the vice president. How come NSC not just the cabinet?
Take a look at the membership as defined by legislated issues. You know? President, former presidents, the vice president, the members of the members from the two houses of Congress, chairman of relevant committees in the Senate, chairman of relevant committees in the Senate, and we can even still invite other representative groups. So, if this National Security Council comes up with a recommended course of action, the president can say, ito gusto ko, pero ito ang gusto ng bansang Pilipino. Meaning, propounded through these representative groups, members of the National Security Council.
What remarks, Sir Puba, do you think have to be taken back by the president that you think are too dangerous to just let...
Wag na muna natin palakihin yung issue, no? Kasi marami. Not only pronouncements, but including body language.
Ay, ano po yun? But like what, sir? What kind of body language?
Kanya nga, huwag na muna natin pag-usapan yun. Pero nasa mga dyaryo yan eh. Nakita yan eh. Why do you think the Chinese was encouraged? Merong pang isang reason dyan na ayoko ilabas. Pero anyway, pumunta na ito sa public eh, na publicize na ito. Yung statement ni President that Xi Jinping, the Chinese President, indicated that he is going to defend the President from any military coup. Di ba? Nadinig nyo na yan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yan. Even that, na tinamaan ako doon kasi dati akong sundalo.
PFP chief.
Ano? So
why did that bother you? Bakit bothersome yung ganong statement ni Presidente?
Hindi niya na dapat sinasi sa public yun.
Bakit, sir?
Ang nagsabi noon yung Chinese. Abay, kung ako yung sundalo, abay, ano ba ito? Pinagtitiwalaan ba kami nitong mamang ito? Is he, does he feel that the threat against him is coming from us, the soldiers? Kaya yun ang ibig sabihin nun eh. Dapat hindi niya na sinabi yun. Sorry po, I re-retract na yan. Or anything else, ano? The National Security Council can, number one, reduce critics. Kasi nandun na yung, represented dun yung, mga kritiko. Represented by the minority, by the opposition, etc. Kasi ka member dun eh.
So, you know, but see, President has only convened the NSC thrice in his presidency. And in fact, see, Presidential Spokesman Harry Roque last week said that kaya hindi kino-convene ni Presidente yung NSC kasi, quote-unquote, wala raw nangyayari, parang useless daw or nothing comes of it daw. So, what do you think, sir? What do you think of this remark na that's why he doesn't convene it, apparently?
Depending nga yan sa issue na inilalapit mo doon sa National Security Council. This issue is different. We are not playing alone, meaning the dispute, independent of the other countries. This is an issue that requires international actions because this issue is in an international setting. Kaya kaiba itong issue na to. Kasi kung ano man yung inilapit nila nung araw.
Iba ito eh. Ano po yung assessment niyo dun sa grasp ng presidente, dun sa issues ng West Philippine Sea, Hague ruling? Kasi alam natin na malawak to eh. It's not just security, it's not just military, it's also diplomacy, it's geopolitics. What do you think of his grasp of the issue? Yung kanyang, you know, understanding of it. Do you think he needs more help understanding certain aspects of the issue?
That is the reason why I am proposing for the convening of the National Security Council. Sa discussion, baka makaintindihan. Ano sasabihin ni ERAP? Ano sasabihin ni GMA? Ano sasabihin ng Senate President? Ano sasabihin? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Kasama rin yung, remember, yung minority kasama dun. Yung opposition kasama dun. Kung kukumbinda niya lahat. At dapat kumbidahin niya lahat.
What makes you think, sir, na kailangan po ng presidente ng tulong understanding the issues from other presidents, from opposition?
Because of what I hear and what I read in the body languages.
So parang kailangan niya ng guidance? Ganun po ba yun?
Guidance, lahat na. Tulong sa halimbawa, pagbuo ng posisyon na. Kasi we are not addressing only Filipinos. We have to address potential friends, potential allies.
We have lots of people confused because it looks like contradictory messaging ni President Duterte kasi last year in the UN General Assembly, he asserted the Hague ruling. He said that he would reject attempts to undermine it. And then we have the president just a few weeks ago, diba, saying that he would throw the Hague ruling in the wastebasket. So, sir, you were a former military chief. We know that the president is technically the commander-in-chief of the AFP. What do you think, what is on soldiers' mind, do you think, or paano na affecting soldiers when they hear those contradictions coming from their own commander-in-chief?
Hearing all of these pronouncements, differing pronouncements, mga body language, etc., etc., no, I am confused. I hope I am the only one confused on the issue. But having been a soldier, kung hindi ko naiintindihan sinasabi ng commander-in-chief ko, baka umalago yung aking utak. Can you imagine? Everybody in the world pushes the United Nations Convention on the as one of the more important mechanism for the resolution of and then here comes our president saying, "Oy, isang papi lang naman yan eh. Pwede kong itatapong ko yan sa wastebasket." Now, you don't have to be a soldier to understand the implication of that statement.
And sir, paano and remember, affect on the ground yung operations ng military? For example, yon, you're a Navy soldier and then you hear that from the president and then you hear that again, a contradictory remark, and you're in the West Philippine Sea, you're on a boat doing patrols. I mean, on concretely, ano na-affect po ba yung operations ng military dun sa messaging coming from Malacanang at all?
There is some sort of confusion. Sinabi ko sana ako lang nakukupyos. Nakukupyos ako eh. Ano ba talaga, kuya? Dito sa gagawin natin dito. Ano ba talaga, kuya? No? That is the reason exactly I go back to my proposal. Convene the National Security Council. Kasi that is going to provide the president a base, a shield, as a matter of fact, you know, in the event that in some future, this issue is not going to be resolved within the administration of President Duterte. Ito lalampas pa, ilang presidente pa baka magdaan dyan na bago ma-resolve yung issue na yan, you know. So, the president will be armed in the event that a decision is made by him with the help of the National Security Council. Pwede niya sabihin, oh, nung araw, ito yung aking iniisip. Pero ito ngayong sinasabi ko ngayon, ito ang sinasabi ng mga Pilipino. Kailangan kong makinig sa kanila, sa mga Pilipino. Kaya ito, kung ano man ang nasabi ko, nagawa ko na nakapanahon, ito ang bago.
Mm-hmm. Sir, pag narinig ko ba ng sundalo yung mga sinasabi ni Presidente, does it automatically, are they to interpret it as a formal order from the Commander-in-Chief or maghihintay pa usually sila, sir, ng parang written command from, the, let's say, the DND Secretary? Paano po ba yun? Like, how does it work?
Ito yan eh. For this, being followers of the Commander-in-Chief, whatever the Commander-in-Chief says will be followed, except that what will be followed are only the legal orders. Legal orders. Right? Ay mahirap ma-interpret tayo. So, nai-interpret ang tuloy ang mga sundalo kahit hindi sila believe doon sa naniniwala sa kanila, sa pinapaniwalaan nila, ay hindi sila naniniwala, wala sila magawa. Follow orders eh. Except on issues or the orders are illegal.
Paano yun, sir? Pag
so, maraming interpretation yan. Maraming interpretation yan.
Ano lang yan? Figurative speech or metaphor? What if Malacanang says it's just a joke? What happens then? How does the soldier parang try to resolve the interpretation so that he knows how to act on the ground?
Ano ba naman yan? Yung joke? Ako hindi nagbibiro ngayon, ha? Hindi ako nagbibiro. But a commander-in-chief who says things in public and then long after i-retract, sasabihin mo lang, nagbibiro. Aba, teka muna. Mukhang may problema dyan. The commander-in-chief must be very, very clear what he says in public.
Kasi sir, you've served under lots of administrations. You've seen so many presidents come and go. So question ko lang, sir, how do you think that the President Duterte's current foreign policy, China policy, West Philippines policy, does it compare to any of the other presidents you've seen so far in the way he makes public remarks, in the way he carries out foreign policy? Meron po ba siyang katapat or someone similar to him?
Wala. Kakaiba siya eh.
Paano pong kakaiba?
Kasi yung kanyang mga statements, ngayon, eventually, iisipin ng nakikinig sa kanya, nagbibiro lang kaya ito? Baka ganun. Ano? And I think pronouncements should be product of, especially if you are the President of the Republic, your pronouncements should be a product of a well-studied approach.
Mm.
Pag-aaral.
Mm-hmm.
That to me is one of the difference.
How often do you think he should convene the Security Council?
Pag may lang problema lang, pagka may malaking problema.
Pag may
hindi
crisis.
Naman regular yan eh. Kagaya nung sinasabing marami na, ilang beses na sila na inano yung National Security Council.
Three times.
Sino ba doon? Kinumbida ba niya lahat?
Executive committee lang, sir, yung isang meeting.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Mm.
So, here, kakaiba itong problema na to. Kasi this problem is not only within our resources to resolve. We need friends. We need international setting capability. So, ayun. That's why Alam mo, sa nung ano eh, nung nadinig ko yung may iba-ibang nagsasalita na tungkol dito, na iba-iba ang sinasabi at kung minsan ay magkukontra yung sinasabi, nataranta na ako. Kasi sabi ko, I served this republic for over 60 years. Okay? So sabi ko, tama na yung 60 years na yan. Ano? Wala, hindi na ako makikialam. But when I heard the problem of the West Philippine Sea, nagpunta kagad ako sa Senado. I wanted to talk to etc. to propose for the calling of or convening of the National Security Council.
Will you still go meet and meet Senator Lacson or hindi na
po? Yes. Ah, okay. Inaantay ko lang yun kasi nag-iwan ako ng I left word.
You left a video message, I think.
Appointment. Siyempre, pag in-approve niya ang appointment niya, if I can still be considered na I can still contribute something somewhere, ano. And I am hoping also to meet the Senate President.
I see. So that's your only call to convene for the President to convene the NSC.
That is correct. That is correct.
Senator, last question. Malacanang always says, and the President always says, that na-assert na niya yung Hague ruling sa UN General Assembly. He's done everything daw he could, but he thinks that it's useless because anyway, the UN doesn't have a way to enforce on the ground the Hague ruling. Wala naman silang police force to shoo China away. Do you think this? What do you think of this argument? And do you think there is actually a way we can use the Hague ruling to protect our claims in the West Philippine Sea?
Ayun nga, yung halimbawa, no, China continue to take aggressive actions. China will be subject to other sanctions. Ayun yun eh. Yung sanction against North Korea, for example. Sanction against Iran, for example. Ano. Similarly, but first, you have to cultivate that the members of the global world will support your position. And what I keep, what I see and what I hear, I am encouraged. It's a statement of Prime Minister Suga, Ambassador Johnson,
which came at the heels of Blinken, the President's remarks.
Exactly.
So, kumbaga, parang there, sinasabi nila, despite what you're saying, nandito pa rin kami, we still
exactly.
have your back.
Eh, paano kung tuluyang... pero kailangan natin ngayon eh. You know why? The more friends we have now, the better it will be for solving that kind of a problem by the next president. I am sure this issue of the West Philippine Sea will not be terminated under President Duterte. The next president and the president after him, etc., baka so long term ito. So ngayon, kung ano man ang ginagawa natin ngayon, naaring makakatulong tayo sa susunod na mga administrasyon ng Pilipinas o maaaring mapahina natin yung susunod na administration na yun. So, which is which?
That's a question President Duterte and his alter egos should ask themselves. Thanks for listening to Seat of Power.